Hi, I'm calling from Georgia Opinion Service. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Would you be so kind as to give us a few minutes of your time to do the survey?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. Let's see. Yes. And now I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, proudly vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. And in the 2020 presidential election, do you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
20 what?
In the 2020 presidential election, do you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? I have white,
black.
African-American, black.
I'm black.
Thank you. And your age, we want to make sure that we're representing everyone.
Oh,
I have your age.
Seven.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I'm moderate.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Kind of very dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied, right? Thank you.
Yes, yes.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use the 10 if it is the most important, or 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it's not important at all, then you can use a number between 0 and 10. Improving kindergarten through 12th grade education. 0, not important at all. 5, somewhat important. 10, most important.
10.
Thank you. Reducing crime and gun violence. 0, not important at all. 5, somewhat important. 10, most important.
10, most important.
Thank you. Banning tobacco products for adults. 0, not important at all. 5, somewhat important. 10, most important.
0, 9, 4.
Thank you. Combating climate change and protecting the environment. 0, not important at all. 5, somewhat important. 10, most important.
5.
Thank you. Making college more affordable. 0, not important at all. 5, somewhat important. 10, most important.
7, most important.
Somewhat important.
Number seven,
thank you. And fighting back against racism and discrimination. 0, not important roles. 5, somewhat important. 10, most important.
0.
Not important at all?
No.
Okay, thank you. Addressing immigration and border security. 0, not important role. 5, somewhat important. 10, most important.
Well, 5.
Thank you. Lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs. 0, not important role. 5, somewhat important. 10, most important.
5.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? Approve or disapprove?
Do I approve or disapprove?
No, the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president.
I approve.
Somewhat or strongly approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and the 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of that person or organization, just let me know. The tobacco industry, 0 to 100.
And what you say?
that tobacco industry?
What am I supposed to, I don't get what I supposed to answer. Now, what was the question?
Okay. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. And you can use the number from 0 to 100, the tobacco industry. 0 to 100.
Tobacco industry?
Yes, ma'am, the tobacco industry.
Well, I say 10.
Thank you. How about Donald Trump? How you feel from 0 to 100?
0.
Thank you. How about the American Medical Association, or M or AMA? 0 to 100.
Maybe 50. I don't know. If
thank you. How about the Republicans in Congress? 0 to 100.
50.
Thank you. How about Joe Biden? 0 to 100.
Joe Biden. 50.
Joe Biden. Thank you. Okay, moving right along. Now I'm on, I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focusing on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focusing on. You said 10 if it is the most important, or 5 if it is somewhat important. And a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition. 0, not important at all. 5, somewhat important. And 10, most important.
10.
Thank you. Regulating marijuana. 0, not important at all. 5, somewhat important. 10, most important.
1. Zero.
Thank you. Authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes. 0, not important at all. 5, somewhat important. 10, most important.
10.
Thank you. Banning different tobacco products for adults. 0, not important at all. 5, somewhat important. 10, most important.
1, 0.
Thank you. Restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages. 0, not important at all. 5, somewhat important. 10, most important.
0.
Thank you. And it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose that ban?
All cigarette ban, right?
Well, it's already illegal.
Yeah, it's legal to 18. But now you're saying ban all cigarettes?
Exactly. What they want to do is to ban all cigarettes for adults 21 or older. In other words, like prohibition time, like when the alcohol was prohibited. Do you support or do you oppose that ban of the cigarettes? Do you strongly support or somewhat support?
I strongly support.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose?
I'm not supporting it, so I guess I oppose it, right?
Yes, ma'am. Somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Somewhat opposed.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? Do you think it will bring more benefit or more harm to the community, to your own community?
More benefits.
Somewhat or much more benefit?
Much more.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on this ban, do you think banning this product for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are there other issues more important right now?
There are other issues more important right now.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about this ban. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A. Some people say that the tobacco industry has killed millions of people while making billions of dollars in profit. The dangers of smoking and secondhand smoke pose too great a risk to public health. The government should treat tobacco like any other dangerous drug and ban it. That's statement A. Statement B says, other people say that the government already regulates too much of our lives and that what people choose to do is their own business. If it is one thing for the government to protect children by strictly preventing underage tobacco usage, mm-hmm. but the government should not limit the personal freedoms of adult Americans. Which one do you agree with more, statement A or statement B?
Say that again.
Do you agree more with statement A or statement B? Statement A says some people say the tobacco industry has killed millions of people while making billions of dollars in profit. Mm. The danger of smoking and secondhand smoke pose too great of a risk to public health. The government should treat tobacco like any other dangerous drug and ban it. Statement B says other people say that the government already regulates too much of our lives and that what people choose to do is their own business. It is one thing for the government to protect children by strictly preventing underage tobacco usage, but the government should not limit the personal freedoms of adult Americans. Statement A or B, which one do you agree with more?
A, B.
B, much more or somewhat more?
I don't really understand that question, so I really don't know. Because the person got a right to do what they want to do when it comes to that. It's not like
okay.
there's somebody else.
Okay. So that's the statement B. So you agree with that statement more than you agree with statement A?
Yeah, yeah. And okay. I'm through. That's enough question, okay?
We are 57%. We almost done. Will you please just finish it for me? It's almost done. I'll be as quickly as possible, okay? Hmm. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is a better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? Harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence, and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. The other one is prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. Which one do you agree with more? Do you think that the tobacco should approach
well,
the government?
All I know is removing the nicotine. I don't know.
So you think that the first one, harm reduction, and approach that focus on reducing harm tobacco from
Let's talk about the tobacco, but there's so many other things that harm people too, and we're not having any questions about that, you know.
Right.
There's a lot of things other than that. So I'm going to ask 50-50 on that because I don't know.
Okay, so you don't know. I can put that down. You don't know.
No, I don't.
Now I'd like to read you some of the things that some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today.
Mm-hmm.
For which one, tell me how concerned you are about the outcome. The creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easy for kids to get cigarettes. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned. If kids ban.
If they ban.
The creation of a black market.
Real concerned.
Very concerned, okay. And loss of 10 or 1,000 of good-paying jobs, including union farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal regulated industry today. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned.
Very concerned.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, and 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means that you do not agree with that statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our life lately. It is one thing to educate people on the dangers of smoking, but it is a step too far to ban smoking altogether. Adults in this country should not have their personal freedoms regulated by the government. 0, do not agree at all. 5, somewhat agree. 10, strongly agree.
1.
One, thank you. Today, smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups. The LGBTQ plus community and population suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only start to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the danger of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. Zero, do not agree at all. Five, somewhat agree. Strong, 10, strongly agree.
I guess five.
Thank you. The FDA knows the dangers in cigarettes and cigar come from things like smoke and tar, and not nicotine or flavors including menthol. Although nicotine is addictive, it does not cause cancer and does not kill people. So this ban simply makes no sense. We should continue to follow the science that has educated harm reduction and cessation policies rather than bans and criminalization. Zero, do not agree at all. Five, somewhat agree. 10, strongly agree.
Strongly agree.
Strongly? 10?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, we almost done. We are 70%. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. Let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 or older? Do you support or oppose?
Oppose. I mean,
somewhat oppose or strong. It's just about the cigarette industry. That's what they concentrate on.
Yeah, there's so many other things out there that danger too to people. So
I know, but right now they're just talking about the, because this is a law that they want to pass, they want to ban it.
Okay.
We almost done. Just hang in there for 1 second, please. Somewhat opposed or strongly opposed? Come on, man. Hello?
Hello, this is Jeff Scan calling reference to private camp. Please come on.